Okay.
Says the Gemara again. Let's go from the second last narrow line. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kichsovo Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Kriya Shema has to be recited exactly the way it's written, which Rashi explains means Beloshna Kodesh. It cannot be translated into any other language. V'chachomim oimrim b'chol lashem. Chachomim say you can say Kriya Shema in every language. Obviously, it's got to be an accurate translation. My timer, the Rebbe. So what is the reason for Rebbe? Why does Rebbe insist that Kriya Shema has to be recited in Lashon HaKodesh? So he says, Omakro, because the Pasuk writes, quote unquote, one word, Vahoyu. That's the drasha. Because it says Vahoyu, as in Vahoyu Hadvorim Ho'ele, we learn from this word Vahoyu, Behavyason Yiyu. They have to be in their existence, exactly as they are. Behavyason Yiyu, as they are, that's the way these words should be written, which is another way of saying it's got to be Lashon HaKodesh. So obviously now, we have to throw the ball back to the Rabbanon. How do they respond? Where's their source? V'Rabbanon mai tamayhu, what is their reasoning? Why do they hold that Kriya Shema can be recited in any Lashon? Omakra Shema, quote unquote. Another one word, Drasha. We learn from that word Shema, b'chol loshoin sha'ato shoimeya, in any language that you can hear. In any language that you can hear. So each one has their drosha. Now obviously, this cannot be the end of the sugya, and indeed it isn't, because although each one has backed up their position with a drosha, but each one also now has to explain how he learned the other side of the coin. So it's all fine and well to back up your position with your own drasha, but you've got to deal with the other drasha. And that's what the Gemara now says. Ola Rebbe, Nami, Oksiv, Shema, question mark. How does Rebbe deal with the Rabbanon's drasha of Shema? As far as the Rabbanon were concerned, Shema taught us, Shema, listen in any language. How does Rebbe contend with that word? Yes, he has brought me a source from Vahoyu, but it's got to be Behavyosan, which means Lashon HaKodesh. But how does he deal with the word Shema? So he says, no, that's different. That's required to teach me something else completely. Hashma la'oznecha, you must make heard. Hashma is the causative, not listen, but make heard. Make heard to your ears, masha ato moitzi mipicha, that which you express from your mouth. Rebbe is of the opinion that when you recite Kriya Shema, it does not suffice to whisper the words. You've got to at least say it loud enough that your own ears can hear it. And where does he learn that from? He learns that from the word Shema. So at this stage of the game, Rebbe is okay. He learns from the word Vahoyu Bahavyoson Yehei, which means Loshon HaKodesh only. And what does he learn? The word Shema. Shema, you've got to make yourself heard. Make sure that when you say Kriya Shema, you say it loud enough that your own ears can hear you. Now, again, this cannot yet be the end of the sugya, because what's the missing piece in the puzzle? We haven't yet dealt with how do the Rabbanon learn the word Vahoyu. So firstly, they say, V'Rabbanon Sovri Lahu, the Rabbanon hold command the Omar, like that opinion, that even if Loi Hishmiya La'oznoi, comma, Yotza. Even if you did not make it heard to your ears, you're still Yotze. In other words, we do not need now to be on the lookout for another drasha on behalf of the Rabbanon for them to learn this din, because they don't agree with this din. And they say that even if Loi Hishmiya La'oznoi, even if you did not make it heard to your own ears, that's fine. You can whisper Kriya Shema. By the way, you can't just scan the words with your eyes, because that's not talking. It's got to be Kriyas Shema. Kriya Shema means reciting. But if you did recite it, even though your own ears cannot hear, as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, that is absolutely fine. Says the Gemara now, V'Rabbanon Nami Haksiv, but surely it is written, V'Hoyu. They have not yet dealt with Rebbe's Drosha. Rebbe's Drosha, the source for him to learn that it's Lashon HaKodesh only, was from the word V'Hoyu. So how does the Rabbanon deal with V'Hoyu? Says the Gemara, that's not a problem either. Hahu mi boyalei. Because that is required for a different halacha. Sheloi yikra lemafreya. What does that mean, sheloi yikra lemafreya? You mustn't read the words backwards. So you can't say, when it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you can't say Echad Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Yisrael Shema. That's backwards. Why would you have thought maybe that you can read it that way? Because at the end of the day, you've said every word. So I learn from V'Hoyu that no, V'Hoyu means this is the way it's got to be. Rebbe learned this is the way it's got to be means with regard to the language, i.e. Lashon HaKodesh, and the Rabbanon learned that no, this is the way it's got to be doesn't mean with regard to the language, it means with regard to the order of the words.
Not talking about the order of the paragraphs, that you have to go in proper order?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll see in the Hampshire tomorrow. No, I don't think it means that.
Okay.
So everybody agrees, this is a subtle difference. Everybody agrees that V'Hoyu means in its state, as it is. Don't deviate. But what does that mean, don't deviate? So according to Rebbe, it means don't deviate from the language. Keep it, Lashon HaKodesh. Whereas according to Rabbanon, don't deviate means keep the order correct. Don't read it backwards. So now, the ball is thrown back into Rebbe's court. Why? Why is Rebbe back in trouble? Because according to Rebbe, what does he learn from V'Hoyu? In its state means Lashon HaKodesh only. So where does he learn this other halacha from, saying that you cannot read Shema Lemafreya? He can't learn that from V'Hoyu, because as far as he's concerned, V'Hoyu is booked up. V'Hoyu teaches us something else completely, Lashon HaKodesh only. Says the Gemara, V'Rebbe, comma, Sheloi Yikra Lemafreya Minole. So where does he learn this halacha of Shelo Yikra Lemafreya, quote unquote? Where does he learn that from? The Rabbanon learned it from the word V'Hoyu. But certainly, Rebbe cannot learn it from V'Hoyu, because V'Hoyu teaches me Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, Nafgalei Me Devorim Hadvorim. What does that mean, midvarim hadvarim? It says, v'hoyu hadvarim o'ela asher anoichi, etc., etc. Now, it didn't really need to write that extra hey. V'hoyu hadvarim ho'ela. It would have sufficed to have written, v'hoyu devarim ho'ela. There's an extra hey. Do you know what they learn from that extra hey? This particular halacha, that you've got to retain not just the language, but also the order. Have a look at Rashi. Midvarim hadvarim. Says Rashi, in Ramesh Zeleg, here you see the answer to your question before. Da havale lemichtav, because it surely should have written, quote unquote, Vahayu Devarim Ha'ele, not Hadvarim. It should have just written those three words, Vahayu Devarim Ha'ele. So why does it say Hadvarim? Lemidrash, to teach us, Sheyikra Hadvarim Kesidron. To teach us, you've got to read each and every word, not just every parasha, but each and every word in the right Seder, V'loyle mafreya, not backwards, kagoin, u'bishorecha, beisecha, mezuzos. Instead of saying mezuzos, beisecha, bishorecha, here you see quite clearly in Rashi, that the issue of lemafreya is not just the parashios. If you read the parashios in the wrong order, it doesn't matter. If you read the words in the wrong order, that is a problem. So instead of saying mezuzos, beisecha, u'bishorecha, if you switch it and you go backwards, u'bishorecha, beisecha, mezuzos, that is a problem. How do I know, says Rabbi? Not from the word v'hoyu, as far as Rabbi is concerned, that word is already booked up, but rather from devarim, hadvarim, from the extra hay. Okay? So now the ball goes back to the Rabbonon. What do the Rabbonon learn from that word, hadvarim? Says the Gemara, v'rabbonon. What do the Rabbonon hold? What do they make of that extra hay? Devarim hadvarim loy darshi. As far as they're concerned, they're unimpressed. They don't see any extra letter over there. Therefore, you cannot now pin them to the wall and say, ah, but there's a spare word, so that disproves your position. As far as we're concerned, it's not a drasha. Which means, all opinions agree. Let's work out. There are a number of different halachas we just discussed. We have to work out how many of them they agree on, how many they disagree. We discussed halacha number one, what language? That is a machlokes. According to Rebbe, Lashon HaKodesh, learned from Vahoyu. According to the Rabbonon, any language from the word Shema. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. Must you read Kriya Shema loud enough for you to hear the words? Again, a machlokes. According to Rebbe, Rebbe learns from the word Shema, make yourself heard. And the Rabbonon say that no. We learn from Shema something else completely. And to the contrary, if you did not make yourself heard, you're absolutely fine. So two separate halachas. I mean, both cases, Rebbe is the machmir. Rebbe, number one, holds only in Lashon HaKodesh, as opposed to the lenient position of the Chachamim, any language. Number two, Rebbe is machmir again. You've got to say it loud enough to make yourself heard. The Rabbonon adopt the lenient position. No, you don't. The third halacha was with regard to reading it lemafreya. And there is no machlokes, at least with regard to the halacha. There is a machlokes where you learn it from. According to the Rabbonon, you learn it from the word vahoyu, and according to Rebbe, you learn it from the hay of hadavarim. So three halachas. Lashon HaKodesh, do you have to say it loud? And can you say it in backwards? Lashon HaKodesh is a machlokes. Do you have to say it loud is a machlokes. Everybody agrees you cannot say it backwards. There is a discussion, however, where you learn this particular halacha from.
Good.
Says the Gemara. Lememra. Lememra is always a question. Lememra, does this mean to say? Question mark. Does this mean to say a very important principle? De Sovar Rebbe. Does this mean to say that Rebbe apparently holds the chol ha-Torah kulo, that with regard to all of the rest of the Torah, b'chol loshoin ne'emro, it can be said in any other loshoin? Remember, Rebbe is the one who insists that Kriya Shema must be said in Loshon HaKodesh only. Now, one second. What about other recitals in the Torah? There are other things you have to say. What about Parashas Zochar? There's also a mitzvah to say the words. The Parasha of Bikurim, you got to make also a verbal declaration. We'll see in Tosas other examples as well. So there too, is there an insistence that you recite them in Loshon HaKodesh, or can those be said in any language? The Gemara suggests it would seem to be that the general rule is you can say them in any language. Why? How do we deduce that? Says the Gemara, Lameimra, does this mean to teach us? The Sova Rebbe, the Rebbe holds, the Chol HaTorah Kula, that all of the Torah, all other halachics in the Torah, b'chol loshoin ne'emra. Do you know why I deduce that? De'isalkadatach. Because if you're going to possibly suggest that b'loshon ha'kodesh ne'emra, if you're going to tell me that it's a general principle in all of the Torah, every reciting always has to be done in Loshon HaKodesh. Well, if that's the case, v'hoyu, quote unquote, the kosav rachmona, that the Torah writes, lomo li, question mark. If the general rule is every recitation always has to be in Loshon HaKodesh, then why do I need a posuk v'hoyu to stress that with regard to Kriya Shema? That's the rule across the board. You always have to say it in Loshon HaKodesh. Why do I need a specific drosha within Kriya Shema that you have to say it in Loshon HaKodesh? Well, of course you do. You always have to. So what can we deduce from there? That's what the Gemara is suggesting. It would seem to be that apparently, no. Generally, b'chol ha-Torah, if you're talking about Bikurim, or if you're talking about Zohar, you can say it in any language you like. That would explain why I need a specific drasha to tell me that Kriya Shema is the exception. But if it's the rule, I don't need a drasha to reinforce the rule. I know the rule. So we're working backwards over here. If Rebbe quotes for us a drosha to teach us that Kriya Shema's got to be in Loshon HaKodesh only, and there's a special pasuk from which I learned that, apparently this is an exception to the rule. But the rule is b'chol loshon. Let's see those words again. Lameimra, does this mean to teach us? The Sova Rebbe, the Rebbe apparently holds, the Chol HaTorah, all other areas of the Torah, Kula, B'chol Loshoin Ne'emra, can be said in any language, and I'll prove it to you because the Isal Kedatach, because if you're possibly going to entertain the thought that B'loshon HaKodesh Ne'emra, if you're going to tell me that it's got to be said elsewhere in Loshon HaKodesh, then V'hoyu, the cause of Rachmano Lomoli. So this Vahoyu that the Torah goes out of its way to write, what do I need that drasha for? I don't need a drasha to tell me that you've got to say Kriya Shema in Loshon HaKodesh if you've always got to recite everything in Loshon HaKodesh. So apparently not. That's the deal. It would seem to be that apparently B'chol HaTorah, all other recitings can be said in any language. That's why I need a drasha to teach me that this is an exception to the rule. That's the Gemara's kasha. Have a look at Rashi, the second last Rashi. Leima kosova, our Gemara says, lemeimra, it's the same type of expression. Leima kosova Rebbe, mid itzterich lei. What is mit itzrich from the word sorich? Because he necessitates kra, a pasuk of hayu. Le kriya shema shetehechich sova, that it's got to be recited exactly as it's written, i.e. loshen hakodesh, comma. Does this teach us that svira le, he apparently holds that bashar kol ha-Torah, comma, that in all other areas of the Torah, b'chol loshoin ne'emro likrois, in any language it may be recited. That seems to be the indication over here. Says the Gemara, no, you have no right to deduce that. Says the Gemara, itzrich. It is still necessary to have my Vahoyu drosha. Your diuk is incorrect. It may well be, that Rebbe holds that b'chol ha-Torah kula, it's got to be Loshon HaKodesh only. Well, if that's the case, why on earth do I need this pasuk v'hoyu to teach me that Kriya Shema is b'Loshon HaKodesh? Surely that is a rule across the board anyway. No. Itzrich, do you know why I need this pasuk? Mishum d'chsiv Shema. There is, after all, an opposing drasha. According to the Rabbonon hold that you can say Kriya Shema in any which language you like. Why? Because it says Shema. So that's why Rebbe needs the drasha of Vahoyu, simply to negate the drasha of Shema. So you have no right to deduce from over here that b'chol ha-Torah kula, it's in any language. No. B'chol ha-Torah kula, I would tell you, indeed, it is only in Loshon HaKodesh. If it's only in Loshon HaKodesh, so why do I need the drasha of Vahoyu to teach me that Kriya Shema is Loshon HaKodesh? Same as always. Oh, because I would have thought that over here, it's not the same as always. Why would I have thought that? Because of the Rabbanon's drasha of Shema. We have to negate that. So comes along Vahoyu and tells us, no, normal rules apply. Why would I have thought that normal rules do not apply? Because of the word Shema. So for this is a discussion. Is Loshon HaKodesh the rule or the exception? The Gemara initially wanted to suggest that apparently it must be the exception. Because if it's the rule, why do I need a drasha over here? The answer is no, it is the rule. But I need a drasha to tell me that the normal rules apply, because I would have thought otherwise. Why indeed would I have thought otherwise? Because it says Shema. Have a look at the bottom Rashi. Mishum dichsev Shema. Deloy sidrash. In order that you should not make the drasha of Shema, quote unquote, b'chol loshein sha'ata shemeya, in any language that you hear, k'rabonon, just as the Rabbonon learned from that pasuk. That's why I need Vahoyu to negate that drasha. So Vahoyu is not the exception to the rule. Vahoyu is merely reinforcing the general rule. Why would you have thought that the general rule does not apply? Because you have the opposing drasha of the Rabbonon, Shema. So we need to cancel that. Now we can turn it round on its head. Let's now move into the Rabbonon's camp. What do the Rabbonon learn from Shema? They learn from the word Shema that you can read Kriya Shema in any language you like. So what does that suggest? So what's the general rule then? What's the general rule?
You can read.
If the general rule is that b'chol ha-Torah kula, you can read any language you like, so again, the question would become, So what do I need a drosha shema to tell me any language you like? Well, of course that's true. That's the general rule. So l'chayra from over here, we can extrapolate the opposite. It would seem to be that the rabbanon hold that the general rule is only loshon hakodesh, and that's why I need the word shema to tell me that shema is the exception. And that's what the Gemara says on the fourth bottom line. L'meimra. Let us suggest the Sovri Rabbonon. But the Rabbonon seem to hold the Chol HaTorah Kula Beloshoin HaKodesh Nemro. It would seem to be that the Rabbonon hold that the general rule is all other recitings in the Torah must be in Loshon HaKodesh. Why? Dehi Salka Datach B'Chol Loshoin Nemro. Because if you would tell me that all other recitations could be done in any language, Shema, quote unquote, the Kos of Rachmana, Lomoli. So why do I need that drasha of Shema? If that's the rule, I don't need the drasha. I think now the answer is going to be very obvious. It's exactly the same as what we answered from Baf of Rabbi. It's Itzterich, I do need this drasha. Mishum dechsiv v'hoyu. Because they, in turn, have to negate Rebbe's drasha. If Rebbe learned from the word v'hoyu that it's Loshon HaKodesh only, so that's why they needed the Pasuk Shema to tell me, actually, any language will do. In other words, normal rules apply. So in the final analysis, we don't really know, therefore, what Rebbe or Rabbanon hold b'chol ha-Torah kula. Whether Shema is indeed the exception, and that's why I need the drasha, or whether Shema is in fact just a reinforcement of the general rule, and if it is, why do I need the drasha? Just to negate the opposing drasha. So that remains open. Let's have a look for a moment at Tosfos. In fact, if we're pausing anyway, so let's clock out and then we'll clock back in. Says Tosfos, V'chachomim oimrim b'chol loshim. So we had a very big machlokes. We had a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachomim. According to Rebbe, Kriya Shema can be said only in Loshon HaKodesh, from the word V'hoyu. According to Rabbonon, it can be said in any language from the word Shema. With the all-important question being, who do we paskin like? Says Tosfos, V'chachomim oimrim b'chol loshin, oimer hari, dehalocha k'chachomim. We paskin like chachomim, which means that Kriya Shema can be recited in any language you like. How do I know? Says Tosfos, because we have a principle, dehalocha k'rebi mechaveiroi, v'loi mechaveirov. Plural. What does that mean? Sometimes Rebbe has a machloikas with a chaver in the singular. Sometimes he has a machloikas in the plural, like over here with the chachomim. So what's the halacha? So we have a principle. Whenever Rebbe is arguing with one person, the halacha is always like Rebbe. That's what it means. Halacha k'rebi mechaveiroi. But v'loi mechaveirov. But not when there's multiple Chachomim that are arguing with Rebbe. So here's a classic example. If I have Rebbe and I have a Chachomim, Malacha L'chayra must be like the Chachomim. That's one proof. V'oid, and another proof, the Rabbonon Svir Elohu, because the Gemara quite clearly teaches us that the Chachomim hold command the Omar, like that opinion, the Omar Loi Hishmia Lo'oznoi Yotzon. The Rabbanon hold like that opinion that even if you did not say it loud enough to make yourself heard, you are Yotza. The Kvosei, and like that, Paskinon Lakamor, we Paskin later on. So there's a Mefurash Gemara, which Be'ezus Hashem will come to us some later stage, Im Das Tezvov, that we Paskin like the Manda Omar, that you do not need to make yourself heard. Which is another way of saying that we Paskin Lalocha, like the Rabbanon. Because according to Rebbe, you do need to make yourself heard, and that's why I learned from the word Shema. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rabbanon that you do not need to make yourself heard. So it's clearly evident that the halacha of Maase is like Rabbanon. And in fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the way you'll see it. You can say Kriya Shema in any language. By the way, even though it is perfectly permissible to say Kriya Shema in any language, as we've just seen now in Tosfos, but obviously, if you can say it in either Lashon HaKodesh or a different language, it's definitely preferable to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. The same, by the way, is true in all other recitations. When it comes to davening, Sfiras HaOmer, benching, all of them can be said in any language. But if you understand Lashon HaKodesh as well, then certainly that's preferable. But if somebody does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, then to the contrary, it's preferable to say it in other languages. There is, by the way, a big chiddush. What happens if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, but you don't understand what you're saying? Halacha is you're nonetheless still Yotzei. But that's only Lashon HaKodesh. If you read it in Chinese and you don't understand Chinese, then you're not Yotzei. I once asked my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ullman, so what's better then? To say it in Lashon HaKodesh and not understand, or to say it in some other language and to understand? And he told me, for sure, in other languages, if you understand. If all is equal, then you should say it in Lashon HaKodesh. But if it's not equal, because you do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, but you do understand other languages, then other languages it should be. Says the next Tosfos. Now, the heading of the next Tosfos is Beloshen HaKodesh Ne'emra. But if you look, there's a little star next to the word Beloshen, and it says Sorich Loimar Bechol Loshen. So the heading is actually wrong. The Dibur HaMaschil of Tosfos is Bechol Loshen. Bechol Loshen. The Rabbanon hold that Kriya Shema can be in any language. Rebbe holds that it can only be done in Lashon HaKodesh. So if you remember, according to Rebbe, the Gemara initially suggested, maybe the Gemara fell away from it, but the Gemara initially suggested, if Rebbe learns from Vahoyu that Kriya Shema has got to be in Lashon HaKodesh, doesn't that suggest that the rest of the Torah is Bechol Lashon? If the rest of the Torah was Lashon HaKodesh only, so why do I need a pasuk Vahayu to teach me what is the general rule anyway? That's what the Gemara wanted to suggest, and that is therefore the correct heading of Tosfos. That the Gemara thought that I need the drasha of Vahayu to teach me that although Bechol HaTorah Kula, it can be in any language, Kriya Shema is an exception. I learned from Vahayu that it's Lashon HaKodesh only. So now, let's press pause. What does that mean? The Gemara is suggesting that Kol HaTorah is any language. Kriya Shema is the exception. That's what the Gemara was initially suggesting, although as we saw, the Gemara eventually fell away from that. But the Gemara is suggesting at this stage of the game that Kol HaTorah is any language. Any language. What does that mean, Kol HaTorah? Which particular area of the Torah are we referring to? So Tosfos over here quotes a Rashi. This Rashi is not over here, it's a Rashi in Megillah. Says Tosfos, Pirish Rashi. Rashi says, in Perek Sheni de Megillah, Likrois Batorah. That it's referring to Kriyas HaTorah. When the Gemara says that the rest of the Torah could be recited in any language. What does that mean, the rest of the Torah? So Rashi, as quoted by Tosfos, says the rest of the Torah means Kriyas HaTorah can be read in any language. So if Kriyas HaTorah could be read in any language, Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecho, etc., that's why I need a pasuk V'hoyu to tell me that Kriya Shema is an exception. Now, what's the obvious question on this? Kriyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah min HaTorah. It's only a takana of Ezra. So the Torah cannot be telling me a drasha of V'hoyu to teach me that although Kriyas HaTorah is in any language, but Kriya Shema is in Lashon HaKodesh. The Torah cannot be referring to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a non-Min HaTorah enactment. It's a rabbinic enactment. So the Torah can't be referring to that. And that's Tosfos Kasha. V'loi Nehira. This does not appear to me to be correct. Why? Deho Ezra Tikein Kriyas HaTorah. Because it was Ezra HaSeifer, who instituted Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a Min HaTorah Halacha, which means Umakami and prior the Asa Ezra. So before Ezra came along, V'hoyu, quote unquote, Lomoli. Before Ezra came along, before the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, before it's existed, what was the word V'hoyu ever teaching me? After Ezra instituted Kriyas HaTorah in any language, then you can say that V'hoyu teaches me that Kriya Shema is different. But before Ezra came along, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Kriyas HaTorah did not at that stage exist. So what were you learning from V'hoyu? Kriya Shema has got to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, as opposed to what? As opposed to Kriyas HaTorah, doesn't exist. It's only going to be instituted in hundreds of years' time by Ezra. So what does the Torah teach me by V'hoyu? V'hoyu can only be coming to teach me that Kriya Shema is in Lashon HaKodesh as opposed to some other Torah halacha. But Kriya HaTorah is a drabonon halacha. Says Tosfos, I disagree with Rashi. V'yesh loima, I would suggest therefore, the Mairi b'parashiyos, we're talking about those particular excerpts, hamuchuyovin, Likrois Doiraisa, where you do have to read them Min HaTorah, not Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is only a rabbinic enactment. That particular recitation is not Min HaTorah. But we do have some Kriyos which are Min HaTorah. What are those? Says Tosfos, Kemoi Parshas Zocher. Example number one. Inami, alternatively, Mikra Bikurim, the reciting of the Parsha in Bikurim that we read about in Parshas Kisavai. Uvidui Maisa, also in Parshas Kisavai, as we know, the whole Parsha of Vidui Maisris, you've got to confess or admit that you've kept all halachas, that's also a recitation. Uparshas Chalitza, when a woman performs chalitza as opposed to yibum, so she has to declare min haTorah that I'm refusing to marry my brother-in-law. That is a declaration prescribed by the Torah. In all of those cases, says Tosfos, shemitzvas haTorah likroisam. Unlike Kriyas haTorah, which is only a rabbinic enactment, these are all Torah-stipulated recitations, afalpike. Nonetheless, b'chol loshoin ne'emra b'Sinai. Nonetheless, they were said in every language at Sinai. What does that mean? Shekol dibur v'dibur. Every announcement, every word, shehayoytze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word that left the mouth, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hayo mischalek leshivim loshein. What does that mean? It was mischalek. It separated into, automatically became translated into 70 languages. So according to Rashi, we're referring to Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos does not like this. So Tosfos says, therefore, it must be referring to those places where there is a mitzvah, min HaTorah, to recite some words. And Tosfos gave us four examples. Zochor, Bikurim, Vidui Maisa, and Chalitza. In those four cases, you have to say it in any language you like. That's why I need Vahoyu, according to Rebbe, to teach me that Kriyas Shema is the exception. Kriyas Shema is also a recitation min HaTorah. Unlike all other Kriyas that can be done in any language, Kriyas Shema can only be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, one of our favorite rules in our Shi'a is, as important as it is to be medayik what's written, you also on occasion have to be medayik what's not written. And this is a side point, but it's a very important point. There is a famous discussion. Once a year, the week before Purim, we have Parsha Zocher. And that is a mitzvah, min HaTorah, as Tosfos over here has just stated. What about Parashas Parah? The parasha that we read shortly before Pesach, is that also min HaTorah? So l'chayra, we can prove that from this Tosfos. If it really would have been min HaTorah, so we could be medayek from what Tosfos didn't say. Why didn't Tosfos quote that as an example? Here's another kriya, which is min HaTorah, i.e., Parashas Parah. And in fact, this is the majority overwhelming opinion. Most Rishonim hold that Parah is not min HaTorah. But there are one or two Rishonim who say it is. Now, I think we know the famous story, the Gemara in Brachas actually tells us, and Gittin as well, that on one particular occasion, there were only 9 people in Shul and they didn't have a minyan. So Rabbi Elazar had a non-Jewish slave and he freed him. When you free a non-Jewish slave, he automatically becomes Jewish, in which case they now had a 10th man for the meeting. And there is a whole big discussion, how is he allowed to do that? The Torah actually says you're not allowed to free a non-Jewish slave. If you do so, he becomes Jewish. You're not allowed to do so. So the Rosh there says, maybe you'll tell me that it was Parashas Parah in Shul that week, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah, and because it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, so that pushes aside the prohibition of freeing the non-Jewish slave. That's what the Rosh discusses. So you see that the Rosh is of the opinion, l'chayra, that Parashas Parah is min HaTorah. And that was his whole suggestion. If Parashas Parah is min HaTorah, so asei doicha loisa asei. Positive commandment of Parah would knock aside the negative commandment of freeing a non-Jewish slave. So it seems to be a machlokes. Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in two places, does quote the opinion that Parashas Parah is min HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah is very upset about it. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Vilna Goyim and others who say, no, it's a mistake. Almost everybody holds that Parah is definitely not a Doraisa. But at the end of the day, you cannot ignore the point that the Shulchan Aruch does bring that opinion that Parah might be Doraisa. So you'll tell me, okay, well, what's the difference? What's the difference, Dalacham? Either way, you've got to hear Parah. What's the difference whether it's a Derabonon or Deraisa? So I'll tell you two differences, La Halacha, a Kula and a Chumra. There is major halachic discussion. If you don't have a Sefer Torah in Shul, can you bring a Sefer Torah from elsewhere? Maybe that's considered a bizoyan to the Sefer Torah to transport the Sefer Torah from here, there, and everywhere. It's a whole big discussion. The Shulchan Aruch basically says, don't do it. This, by the way, was one of the commonly asked shailas during Corona. All those places that made minyanim, car parks, parking lots, and mirpesets and gardens, can we bring the Sefer Torah here? Can we bring it there? Complicated discussion. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's Parashas Zochair, then you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah wherever you like. Why? Mitzvah Min HaTorah. And then he says, and maybe Parashas Parah as well. In other words, the fact that Parah might be Da'iraisa creates for us a leniency that you're allowed to move the Sefer Torah in that direction, because it may be Da'iraisa. That's a Kula. So what's the Chumrah? So this was Nigeah to me. Our second son, Meir, was Bar Mitzvah in the Grah Shul 6 years ago, 5 years ago. And his Bar Mitzvah was Parshas Parah. So here comes the big question. Can a Bar Mitzvah boy lain Parshas Parah? So you'll tell me, why on earth not? If he's Bar Mitzvah, then he's a Gadol. But we know that technically speaking, when a boy becomes 13 years old, he's not necessarily considered a Gadol. Why? He's of the right age. So the Gemara says that's not enough. He's got to display what's called simonim. At least two bodily hairs have to emerge. At that stage, then he's considered a gadol. But until that point, he's not considered a gadol, even if he's 13 or 14 or 15 years old. See, you have a whole discussion. So can a bar mitzvah boy lay in the parasha of Parah? He might well be 13 years old, but he might well not have these shtei sairis, in which case he's really a katan. And if he's a katan, he cannot be moitzi me with Parah, because Parah might be Da'iraisa. So I remember we approached Rav Kornfeld at the time. I first went through the whole subject with my son Meir. We looked at the Gemaras and the Rishonim to our Parah, Da'iraisa, Drabonon, etc., etc. And then we presented our questions to Rav Kornfeld. Kornfeld said, essentially, it's okay, but listen, are you laning the rest of the parasha? It happened to be that week, parashas Vayakel and Pekudei. No, you've got two long parashas already, so you can do without Parah. So indeed, the Baal Koira in the shul, whether it was Mikey or somebody else, he laned Parah. But I once had in our shul here in Derech Yitzchak a bar mitzvah, it was also parashas Parah. But in Israeli style, it was the only thing that the boy was laning. He wasn't laning the whole parasha. He was only laning the Maftaf Torah, which means Parashas Parah. So if I'm going to tell him now, well, I prefer if he doesn't lane, well, that means he's got no Kriyas HaTorah to do whatsoever. So I discussed this too with my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ullman, and he told me essentially it's okay. If the boy is 13 years old, firstly, it's pretty safe to assume that he has been Moitzi Shtei Sairos. In addition to the fact that, as we mentioned before, most Rishonim hold that Parah is not Da'iraisa, so there's certainly sufficient room for leniency. You can allow him to read Parashas Parah, which is what he did. And with that, this very unusual Zman comes to a very mixed feeling close, I think. A very mixed feeling, very, very peculiar times that we're listening to, that we're living through. Well, I don't know if any of you were on our women's share last night, but we discussed what it is, the avoida of these times. The more difficult they are, we have to realize the greater things are going to be afterwards. As we discussed in the parasha share last week, it's the choshech that brings the oil. So on the one hand, it's a great shame and it's upsetting that we were not able to meet. Personally, in fact, I haven't seen any of you since Pesach, Purim. But on the other hand, we have to be grateful. At least we had technology 10, 20, 50 years ago. This would not have been possible. So at least, Baruch Hashem, we were able to meet in this way, which is not lechatchila, but it's a pretty good bidyeved under the circumstances. Essentially, we're going to hold a break for 3 weeks now. Whether we reconvene during Zman, I have to see whether it works out, if all my kids are home and learning in Chazorah. We'll see, we'll be in touch. Obviously, it won't be this week. Thursday is Tisha B'Av, so we'll be in touch either way by email or by phone. And meanwhile, I wish you all the Surahs Tevais. Everyone should feel well and fast well, those who are fasting for Tisha B'Av. And either way, it should be a meaningful Tisha B'Av, as we said on Thursday night, Parashat Shir, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. We should have the Nechama, not only of the Geula, but also the Nechama of the Golos, that precipitates the Geula, as we explained in the Shir, because you cannot have one without the other. You cannot have light without the darkness. As I described to the women in the women's Shir last night, you cannot have the Ezras Hashem, the tremendous Aliyah in Ruchnius that we're all hoping to achieve, without the difficulties of Corona. One is very much the other side of the coin of the other. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should just say the Surahs Tevais, Nachamu Nachmi Ami, and everyone should have a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and everyone should feel well, Be'ezras Hashem. Either way, Be'ezras Hashem, will stay in touch.
Amen. Yeshkoyach.
Everyone
should have a meaningful fast. Okay, Yeshkoyach. Okay. All right, see you in a few minutes.
Okay.